Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach with the last words of Daf Yud Aleph of the Beis. Begins the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Ein Me'arvin Es Hashana B'Shnei Re'avin. When there is a hunger, then we don't make the year. We don't make the year into a leap year. Says Rashi. The reason is because we know that we may not eat, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, from the Chodosh until the second day of Pesach. And we don't want to delay being able to eat from the Chodosh. So that's why we wait to make, we don't make such a year into a leap year. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that, again, the concern is that if there's not enough grain available, because we can't eat from the new grain until Pesach, it's going to cause that the existing grain, which is not really that available, will go up in price. So in order to avoid that the prices of grain should go up, then that's why we don't make such a year into leap year. The Yad Ramah, also along the same line, because we're so concerned about the Chodosh, we're concerned that people should not eat Chodosh before they may, which is, as we've been learning, on the second day of Pesach. But if there's not enough of the old grain available, people may come to eat from the Chodosh. And because of that, Chazal said, don't make such a year into a leap year. Tanya says, the Gemara Rabbi Yoimid the Brisa says, V'ishbo mibal shalisha v'yovel ish alakim lechem bikurim esrim lechem sayrim. Somebody came from a place that was called Bas Shlisha, and he brought to Elisha and his Talmidim 20 loaves of bread that were made out of barley. Says the Gemara, Ve'en lecha kal b'kol Eretz Yisrael, there is no place in Eretz Yisrael which is as quick, levashel be'risah, that its fruit gets ripened, more than Bal Shlisha. And Vafib came, and even though it came from this place where the fruit, where the grain ripens so very quickly, loy bikra element echad, the only one type of grain was already ripe. Shem timer chitin, maybe you would think it there was a wheat which typically ripens later. Tamaloyma, the pasuk says lechem soirim, it was barley, which barley typically ripens much quicker than wheat. V'shem timer lifnei oimer haya, and that's why we'll say maybe it was before the time of the carbon oimer, and that's why the barley, it was early in the season and it had not yet ripened. Tamloim ten l'am v'yoichlu. The Elisha said they could distribute those breads to the people, so it's clearly a proof she'acha haya, because it's clearly a proof that it was already after the time of the carbon oimer, because otherwise they would not have been allowed to eat from the Chodesh. Emem Ata, what do we see? Ruya Hoshana Shet Saber, the year should have been made into a leap year because the grain wasn't yet ripe and there was a concern that they wouldn't have grain for the carbon oilam, carbon oimer. Yet, Ubnei Maloi Ibra Elisha, why did Elisha not make it into a leap year? Because as we began our shir, Shishnas Petzuris Haisa, it was a hungry year, V'hayakul Ratzal Beis Agronis, and everybody was anxious to be able to eat from the Chodosh, and they did not want to delay it. The Taisus asks, that we just learned at the end of our previous shir, that if Eretz Yisrael has three regions, Yehuda, Ever Golol and Ever Yardim. And we learned in our previous year that we don't make a leap year only if two of the three areas, vicinities, needed to be a leap year. So yes, this episode that we're learning took place in Bas Shlisha, which was in Yehuda. But and there clearly there was a problem that the produce was not ripe, there was hunger. But that isn't enough of a reason to make a leap year, because the other areas of Eretz Yisrael were not affected. Says the Rabbeinu Yoina, the pasuk is teaching us that the situation in Bal Shalisha was so terrible that they only had barley available late in the season. What does that teach us? That if Baal Shlisha, and the Gemara says that Baal Shlisha also is a place which typically ripens quickly, and yet they only had barley, it's a proof that the rest of Eretz Yisrael could not have been any much better. If Baal Shlisha was in such a bad shape, it's hard to say that the rest of Eretz Yisrael was much better. So how do we know that he did not make the year into a leap year? Because, says the Gemara, says the Yad Ramah, if they, even after making it into a leap year, they only had barley after the Omer, if they only had barley after the Omer, it must be that it wasn't a leap year. Because if it's a leap year, it's inconceivable that they would not need, that they wouldn't have at least some grain available at that time of the year. Tanur Rabbanan continues, Gemara, Eima Arba Shoshana L'fnei Rosh Hashanah. We don't declare a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. So of course the Rishonim asked the question, how would Beis Din possibly know at such an early time of the year that this year is supposed to be a leap year? So the simple answer is that, as we're going to be learning quite extensively, one of the reasons to make a leap year is based on the lining up the solar seasons of the year with the lunar season, with the lunar months. And if they're going to make a leap year, they know already that's not going to be working. That's why it's a good reason to make it into a leap year. Another pshat is that where the last 3 years were not leap years. And if the last 3 years were not leap years, it's most probable that this year should be a leap year. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is not what Al-Gamar means to say, is not that they want to, that they know for certain that this coming year should be a leap year. What they're trying to do is they're saying that if we see that this year should be a leap year, we're already making it now into a leap year. And the reason we don't do it, because Rashi explains, we're concerned that if the leap year is made so early in the season, before Rosh Hashanah, people are going to forget that it was a leap year, and they're not going to keep Pesach at the proper time, and they're going to Chas V'Shalom eat chametz on Pesach. Another explanation is that the Yad Ramah suggests that if they're going to say in Elul that this year is going to be a leap year, people are going to make a mistake and think that what was meant by declaring a leap year is that they're going to make Elul a longer month, and that isn't what they mean to do, and they're going to have the wrong days for the Yom Tovim. And the Rebbe Yonah says the simplest pshat. The Rebbe Yonah says pshat is because it's just too early to know. And therefore, since it's just too early to know for certain if this should be a leap year, that's why we shouldn't make it a leap year at this early point. The Minchas Chinuch says that this whole halacha is only midrabbanan, because the halacha is that that Beis Din have the ultimate authority to declare a leap year. And whenever they declare a leap year, their declaration is what counts. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says that this is only a din midrabbanan. However, the Zeicher Yitzchak says that it's a din deraisa, because he says that until Rosh Hashanah, it's not yet this year. And the halacha, says the Zeicher Yitzchak, is that the deraisa, you can't declare a leap year until it's in the year that you want to declare as a leap year. And therefore, the Zeicher Yitzchak says that declaring it before Rosh Hashanah is a deraisa. But says the Gemara, im ebrua, if they did declare it a leap year before Rosh Hashanah, einu muberes, the declaration is invalid. Avo amnei etchak, if there's a concern that they're not going to be able to make the year a leap year when they want to, maybe Beis Din, there won't be a Beis Din that Beis Din could sit and make that declaration. Another Pshat Rashi says is that they're concerned that the government will prevent them from being able to declare a leap year. Another Pshat that Rashi says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah is, as we've been learning, the Nasi has to be part of the process of making into a leap year, and the Nasi is not going to be here. So that's why he wants them to make it a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. We could declare it a leap year immediately after Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam says, from here we see that even under these situations, we have to wait for after Rosh Hashanah. Other Rishonim say that we could have the deliberation for the leap year before Rosh Hashanah. What the Gemara means to say is that after Rosh Hashanah, they'll make the formal declaration. But the Gemara means to say that the deliberation may be done even before Rosh Hashanah. But, says the Gemara, no matter what the circumstances are, Vaf became Eim Abram Ela Adar. The only month in the year that can be made into, to make the Jewish year into a leap year is by adding another Adar. No other month is the month that could be added as an extra month. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true that we never declare a leap year before Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara, V'ashol Chalei, the Chum sent the following letter to Rava. Zog, two Talmid Chum Bami Rekis, came from Rekis, Rekis is Tveria, the Tafshu Nesher, and they were captured. Rashi says they were captured by the Persian army. Rabbi Hananel says that the Nesher refers to the king. Another Pshat Rabbi Hananel says they were caught in the rain, and the rain prevented them from coming. The Yad Ramah says the Nesher means bandits prevent them from coming. Ubiyadam, and they had with them Dvarim Hanasim Beluz. They had with them things that were done in Luz, because Luz was the place where the Talmid Chacham gathered to make these declarations or do what was needed for the community. Mind you, what did they have? Tchelis that they used for the tzitzis, b'schus harachmim u'b'schosim, but because the Kodesh Baruch Hu had rachmanis, and because these individuals were Talmid Chachamim, yotzu b'shalom, they were able to come out okay. The Musa Yerechin Nashon, the Nasi in Yisrael, who is a descendant of Nachshon, who was the first Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, Bikshu L'Kvoy Nitzav Echad. They wanted to add a month to the year. V'Leinicham Adomi Halos, Leinicham Adomi Halos, Rashi explains that it was the government, the evil government, that did not let them do that. And the reason was because they used to pay taxes based on an annual basis, and the government didn't want it to be an extra month because they would be delayed in paying the taxes. Avabalia Sufis, the Talmidei Chachamim, Nesu V'Kovalin Tzad Echad, they added a month, B'Yerech Shemes by Aaron HaKoyin, in the month that Aaron HaKoyin died, and we know that Aaron HaKoyin died in Chodesh Av. So we see that they did declare it a leap year already in Chodesh Av before Rosh Hashanah. Answers the Gemara, what happened there was Chshuvi Mechashvi. They decided to make it into a leap year. However, Gluya Lemagla, they didn't announce it as a leap year until after Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Gemara, my mashm, the high lishta the Yarchahu, the high Nitziv lishta the Yarchahu. From where do we know that the word Nitziv represents a month? The Ksiv L'Shloim Shneim Osu Netzivim Akol Yisrael. Shloim HaMelech had 12 Netzivim represent the Kilkul HaMelech Vesbeis HaChodesh B'Shanah. He had these 12 people that were in charge of his government, and every month a different one was in charge of supporting the government. So we see that a Netziv is related to a month. The Ksiv Netziv Echad Shabaretz. So what if we have these 12 for the 12 months? Ask the Gemara what is represented when it says the Netziv Echad. says the Gemara of Yehuda, Rav Nachman, Chan Amma, Echa Memuna al Kulam. There was one that was in charge of all these 12 people. Chan Amma Keneged Chodesh Iber, in a year where there's a leap year, we need an extra Netziv for the extra month. Tana Abonim, Eime Avin Seshana Loi Meshana L'Chaverta. If we know that next year it needs to be a leap year, Rashi says that we know next year needs to be a leap year, we don't make this year into a leap year. Every year should remain into a leap year for its year. Taisha says it's not that we should make, that the pshat is not that we don't make this year a leap year instead of next year. Taisha says that each year we should make the decision on that year's basis, not make a decision this year for next year. Another pshat is that this the Yad Ramaz pshat, that we don't make a leap year, as we've started previously, before Rosh Hashanah. Because before Rosh Hashanah, it's not yet this year. And since it's not yet this year, we can't declare this year into a leap year. Rebbeinu Yoina says, there are different considerations as we learned and continue to learn why to make a leap year. So let's say there's one reason that this year should be a leap year, and next year there's a different reason why it should be a leap year. So now, as we discussed in our previous year, we have a situation that there are two reasons to make a leap year. But the two reasons to make a leap year are not effective, are not relevant in the same year. Says the Gemara that only when both reasons are, that we can make a leap year, that we have to have two reasons to make a leap year, only when both reasons are relevant in one year, then is the halacha that we make it into a leap year. But when it's for two, each reason is for a separate year, that those two reasons cannot combine to make into a leap year. Furthermore, v'loy shalosh shanim zu achazu, we don't make three consecutive years into a leap year. Because what that will cause is that will push Pesach of the third year into the summer. And that is just unacceptable. Pesach is supposed to be in the spring, not in the summer. Amar Rav Shimon, Masa Rav Kiva Shai Yechavish Beis Asurim. Rav Kiva was imprisoned. V'ila Ibe Shal Shonam Zechazu, that he didn't make three consecutive years into leap years. Amar Lo Yitacham Sat Rav Shimon, Misham Raya, you want to bring a proof from that story? What happened was, Bez Din Yoshua Kova Achs was Mana. They didn't declare 3 years into a leap year, just because Rabbi Kiva was the great Talmud Chacham, and Rabbi Kiva was the great expert, if a year should be made into a leap year, and he was about to be killed. We know Rabbi Kiva is one of the Asara Ruga Malchus. So Beis Din went to prison to consult with him what he believes should be leap years, but not that they made the years into a leap year before the year came, nor was it that they made three consecutive years into leap years. They just consulted with him what they should do as they go further. Tana Baran, Emav Mishana Loi B'Shvius, we don't make the Shemitah year into leap year. We don't want to make the Shemitah year, which we can't do different things in the Shemitah year, longer, because we don't want to lengthen the amount of time they can work on the property and different halachas about svichin that we can't eat. Also, the Yad Ramah explains that the Shemitah produce is not obligated in Trumas and Mises, and they don't want to extend the amount of time that they shouldn't have to give Trumas and Mises. Another pshat is that in the Shemitah year, there's a shortage of produce, so we don't want to delay that. So, Eimam Shana Loi B'Shvius, V'Loi B'Matzah Shvius, the year after Shemitah, again, because we have to eat from that produce, so we can't eat from the new produce, as we keep on repeating in our Shiurim, until the second day of Pesach, of the Chodosh, so we don't want to delay the ability to eat from there. Eimasai Regilim, we'll watch our years that are typically leap years, Amos Regilal Aber, Be'erev Shvius, the year before Shemitah, Shabbos Gemuel Hayim Abim, B'Matzah Shvius. When they saw that there was a reason to make the year after Shemitah into a leap year, they would make it into a leap year. And the reason they felt that they could do it is, even though, as we just said, there's a concern that there won't be enough food available, their attitude was they could import vegetables from Chutz Laretz. And therefore, suggests the Gemara, the question if we can make the year after Shemitah into leap year or not is connected to the following machloikas tanoim. But pluk the dahani tanoi, the tanya, emavin yerek b'chutz laretz. The Tanakhama says that you can't bring vegetables from chutz laretz, and therefore the option of bringing vegetables from chutz laretz is not really an option. Rabbi Nesenu hitiru, they said you can. Ask them, what is the basis of this machloikus? My benayu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Choshen b'shem Mika benayu. The machloikus is, are we concerned that Chazal made a gzera that the land of Chutz Laretz is tamei, and the question is, are we concerned that when they bring the vegetables, will the importing of the vegetables come some of their earth? If you're concerned from that, then you shouldn't bring vegetables from Chutz Laretz. If that isn't a concern, then you may bring vegetables. That's the way Rashi learns. Taisa says that the way to understand the Kabanayu is when Chazal made the Gzeira that the earth of Chutz Laretz is Tomei, and it's a very serious Tomei, it's a Tomei's oil. Is that rule only applicable in Chutz Laretz? Or is that rule also applicable if that earth is brought to Eretz Yisrael? The Tanakh Kama says that rule is applicable even if the earth of Chutz Laretz is in Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe Nesein would say it's only applicable when the earth is in Chutz Laretz, but when the earth is in Eretz Yisrael, it's not applicable. Tana Rabbanan continues the Brisa, Eima Avin es Hashana Mipnei Tuma. If Bezdin sees that most people are going to be tamei at the time the Korban Pesach has to be brought, and they're not going to have the opportunity to become tahor, they should not make it into a leap year in order that they should bring the Korban Pesach when they're tahor. Rather, they should bring the Korban Pesach when they're tamei. Yehuda says, Ma'abrim, it is a good reason to make it into a leap year. Amar Yehuda, and Yehuda says, Mas b'chizkiyah melech Yehuda, chizkiyah melech Yehuda, Ibris a shon of Neyatuma, that in the time of his father Ochiz, Klaiso was Tamei, and the reason they were Tamei, Rashi explains, is because at the time of Ochiz, Chizkiah's father, most people were worshipping Avodah Zarah, and the halacha is Avodah Zarah is Metame Kameis, and therefore people had to be Metai themselves because they should be able to be tar for Korban Pesach. Another explanation the Rishonim give is that they had found the skull of Arna Yevusi, that was the person that sold the place where the Beis HaMikdash is built to David HaMelech, and many people were exposed to that tumah. Many Taisus doesn't like that pshat, says because even if they were exposed to that tumah, there was enough time to become tahor before Pesach. The Yad Ramah says that the people at that time were not careful in Tumah Tahara. Chizkiyah brought that lesson to them, how they have to be careful about Tumah Tahara, but there wasn't enough time because they also had to be Matar the Beis HaMikdash in order to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tahara. Ubikish and Mais B'Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, She'ibris HaShonim B'Nei Tumah, that he made into leap year because of that reason. And then, Bikei Shrachim Atzmai, he davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive him for that sin. The Ksiv, Kimar B'Sa'am, Rabbis Mephraim and Menashe Yisachim V'Zvulun, Loi Hitaru, Ka'ochlos HaPesa B'Loi Kikosu, Kispal HaChizkiyo Aleyem, Lema Hashem HaToiv, Yichaper Ba'ad. Most of the people were Tamei, and since most of the people were Tamei, that they were allowed to bring the Korban Pesach properly, and they, by delaying it, had brought the Korban Pesach at the wrong time. Rav Shimon Omer, Im Mebnei Tuma Abrua, if that's the reason they made it into a leap year, Muberis, that's an acceptable reason. Ella, if that's the case, so then Chizkiyo didn't do anything wrong. So if that's the case, so why did Chizkiyo daven for forgiveness if he didn't do anything wrong? Answers the Gemara, because as we've been learning, when we make a leap year, we make two others, and he already declared it a leap year, that he made it a leap year, even though it was already Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Rav Shimon, Yehudah Mishum, Rav Shimon, Mneshesius Yisrael, Lasses Pesach Sheni. He told Klai Yisrael that year, and the Gemara will explain this, that they should all bring their Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, which was an incorrect psak, and for that he davened for forgiveness. Begins the Gemara. The Gemara begins to analyze this brisa. Amamar, Rabbi Yehudah Omer Abram, that the tumah is a good reason to make it into a leap year. Amma, Islay Rabbi Yehudah, the tumah dechiyah betzibur. We know that if most people are tamei, the halach is the Korban Pesach could be brought betumah. But there's a very fundamental question when we speak about this: is it dechiyah betzibur or hotra betzibur? Hotra betzibur means it's completely permissible. The chuyah means it's reluctantly done. And Rabbi Huda's opinion is that the chuyah b'tzibur, we should try to avoid bringing the Korban Pesach b'tumah. And therefore, if we're in a situation that if most people are going to be tumah in Korban Pesach, then on Pesach we should delay it. Ask the Gemara for Tanya. The Braisa says the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore accomplished that if a carbon was brought betumah, it could be effective. And that power of the tzitz is bein sheyeshna al mitzchay or bein she'en al mitzchay. So whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing the carbon tumah, whether the carbon is, Kohen Gadol is wearing it or not. Divrei Rav Shimon. That's the opinion of Shimon. Rabbi Yudaimer, oida al mitzchay, while he's wearing it, Meratzah has that power. Ein oidel mitzchah, but if he's not wearing it, Ein Meratzah doesn't have a power. Amalei Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon says to Yehuda, how could you suggest that if he's not wearing it, it has the ability to be mechaper? Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur mechiyach. I'll prove to you the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur doesn't wear the tzitz because the tzitz is made out of gold, and we know that on Kohen Yom Kippur, as the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodshim, because Ein Katega Nasas Neger, the eagle was made out of gold, so he doesn't go in wearing any gold godim. She'en al mitzchah, so the tzitz, so he's not wearing the tzitz. And Meratzah, if there was something happened on Yom Kippur, it will still have the ability to be Mechaper. Amar Lam Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says that we can't bring a raya, because everything that was brought on Yom Kippur, all the kabbanis that were brought on Yom Kippur, are considered a carbon tzibur, and the halacha is tumah hutra b'tzibur. But what do we see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that he holds tumah hutra b'tzibur. We don't have to try to, it's l'chatchila, and we don't have to try to avoid it. So if that's the case, why does he, by Pesach, delay the year and make it into a leap year because most people are tamei, if tumah hutra b'tzibur? Ask the Gemara. If ur tameich, according to the way you're explaining, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that because most people are tamei, we make it into a leap year. Tikshlacha gufa. We have a stira in the Brisa itself. The Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrim, the Rabbi Yehuda says that tumah is a good reason to make it into a leap year. And then the Braisa says, Amar Yehuda, Ma'is b'chizkiyah melech Yehuda, she'ibes ha'shanam b'nei tumah. That was the reason he made a year into a leap year. U'bikesh rachmam ha'atzmai, and he davened for the avera that he did. But if you hold that you're allowed to make it into a leap year, why did he do wrong? Ella, this is the way we have to learn the Braisa. We're not allowed to do it. That's not a reason to do it. But if they did make it into leap year, Muberis. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that ain't a Muberis. It's not acceptable. because Tumah Heter B'Tzibur, and that's going to be the Machloikis of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama's opinion is going to be Tumah D'Chuy B'Tzibur, we should avoid it, and therefore, if you did it, it's acceptable. That, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's animal bearers, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur. But even Rabbi Yehuda will have to agree, explained Achroinim, that once Beis Din declared it as a leap year, whatever Beis Din declares is a valid declaration. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand the Pshat in the Braisa, so let's continue learning the Braisa. Yehochi, Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Nea Tumah Abrua, if they made it into leap year because of Tumah Muberis. So that is exactly because Tumah D'Chuy B'Tzibur. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Hanu Tanakama, there's no difference between what Rav Shimon says and the Tanakama. Answers the Gemara, Amarav L'Chatchila K'venayu. The Machloikis is, if L'Chatchila, we can make this a reason to make it into a leap year. Tanakama says that not, and Rav Shimon says that L'Chatchila, and I, his wording is of Neya Tuba of Rumu Beres, which seems that it's only B'dievet, says the Rishonim, because we want to use language that's consistent. And in other words, the way to understand the Machloikis is they both hold Tumah D'Chuy B'Tzibur. The question is how far we take that principle. That's not a good reason. If that's the case, that it's a legitimate good reason, because Tumah D'Chuy B'Tzibur, and therefore we should make it into a leap year, why did Chizkiyahu daven? His mistake was that the way we're supposed to make a leap year is making two adders. He already did it afterwards, Nisan. This Gemara is used by the Shvus Yaakov to discuss a very important question. There are two competing concepts in halacha. One concept in halacha is that Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvus. You always want the mitzvah to be done as early as possible. The other concept in halacha is that you always want to have a mitzvah done b'derech hiddur, in the most beautiful fashion. And the question is, when you could do a mitzvah, the classic example is if you have an esrog and lulav. So if I take the dalaminim first thing in the morning, I won't have such nice dalaminim, but I'll be able to fulfill zrizim magdim l'mitzvus. If I wait later in the day, I'll have dalaminim that are much nicer. So our Gemara is a proof, says the Shus Yaakov, that doing a mitzvah nicer is more important. Because he explains that in our Gemara, the Gemara is speaking about the making Pesach, making it a leap year or not. And the Gemara says, well, the consideration is because of Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur or Tumah D'Chuya B'Tzibur. If that weren't the consideration, everybody would agree that you should push off bringing doing the Pesach, making Talipia, and push off Yontif Pesach. Why? Because we want to do the mitzvah in the nicest way. And that's why the Truma Sedeshin says that the minig is that we should try to do Kiddush Levana on Matzah Shabbos, even though we could have possibly done Kiddush Levana earlier in the month. Why? Because since Matzah Shabbos is the best time to do Kiddush Levana, and there's a concept of Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvus, but even though Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvus, wait to Matzah Shabbos. However, the Truma Sedeshin himself says that if Matzah Shabbos is already 10 days in the month, then we shouldn't wait for Matzah Shabbos. And moreover, it's in the winter, and you live in a place where it's typically cloudy, it rains, it snows, then do Kiddush Levana as early as possible. Don't take the chance to wait to Matzah Shabbos, and then you may, Chas v'Sholem, miss out. There's a famous tshuva from the Shalos HaTshuvos Hatrit Vaz, where somebody was unfortunately incarcerated, and he was given a furlough for one day. And the question is, what should he take? should he wait for Yom Kippur or Purim, that he should be able to go to shul on Yom Kippur or on Purim, and that is obviously very significant, or should he take the first opportunity? So some suggest, based on what we're learning now, that doing a more important mitzvah comes first. But it's not really a great raya. And the reason it's not a great raya is the situation of the person who's going to take the dalaminim. He's going to take the dalaminim. It's just a question, will he take it earlier in the day or later in the day? Or the person who's going to have Pesach. He's going to have Pesach. It's only a question, earlier or later. He's going to do Kiddush Levana earlier or later. But here, if I have the opportunity to have a furlough from prison, every day I have to daven b'minyan. The fact that Yom Kippur is coming and I want to daven Yom Kippur b'minyan, that doesn't take away an obligation for today. The Imre Emes was asked a question. If we see how Chazal, if we say Tumah D'chuya B'tzibur, and therefore we should try to delay Pesach in order that we could not have to bring the Korban Pesach, but Tumah. So the Imre Emes asked, we know that the Gemara discusses if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, there's an entire discussion about bringing the Korban Pesach on Shabbos and how we could do it. And the question he was asked is, why don't we manipulate the month or the year that we shouldn't have to be Mechal Shabbos to bring the Korban Pesach? So he answered, Shabbos is not something that we determine when Shabbos is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every 7 days is Shabbos. And Behadik Hash the Rachman Olam Alok. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this year is a leap, that this year Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and we have to do what we have to do. Months and years, as we're learning in our Shurim, are clearly situation that we can manipulate. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting maybe we should manipulate. This halacha is also very relevant to Hanukkah. We know that the halacha is that one should preferably use oil, olive oil, to light the menorah. Why would be the halacha if somebody has no olive oil and he has candles? And he could send somebody to buy olive oil, but it'll take longer. He won't be able to light the candles at the right time. Based on what the Shvus Yaakov says, doing a mitzvah in a better manner comes first, and therefore the Shvus Yaakov says that he should wait till he gets the oil and light then. And this is particularly the halacha because Bizman Hazeh, the Prasumi Nisa, is primarily for the people in your home, not primarily for the people outdoors. And therefore, even though you're going to end up lighting the Hanukkah candles later, the Prasumi Nisa is for your family, and as long as your family will be there, you're properly fulfilling the mitzvah. Shvus Yaakov says another psak. He says, if somebody thought he doesn't have any olive oil, but he has wax candles, so he took out the wax candles to start put them in the menorah. And after he put the wax candles in the menorah, had not yet lit those wax candles, but I put those wax candles in the menorah, he gets oil. Should he remove the wax candles? Or, once he already put them in the menorah, should he leave them there? And the Shvus Yaakov, again, says, because we always want to fulfill the mitzvah in the most preferable manner, therefore he says, leave the wax, take out the wax candles and use the oil. Amamar, we learned that Chizkiya davened because he made a mistake. Because She'ema Avram El Adar, we only make Adar into 2 months. Hu Iber Nissa B'Nissan, he made Nissan. Ask the Gemara, did Chizkiya not know, V'lesa L'Chizkiya, did Chizkiya not know what the Pasuk says? And we explain the Pasuk to teach us, HaChoyt Zuzel Lachem, Zen Nissan, Ve'Nach Nissan, there could only be one Nissan. So how could he be possibly suggest the Gemara want to make two nisin? Answers the Gemara, Tabit Shmuel. The mistake he made was a different mistake. Dama Shmuel Eim Amr Sashana B'yom Shloishim Shal Adar. On the 30th day of Adar, it's too late to make it into a leap year. Why? Hoyel V'roy L'kavav Nisan. We know that the 30th day of last month, and the month only, if the previous month only has 29 days, the 30th day could already be the first day of the next month. So the day that could already be Rosh Chodesh Nisan can't be, you can't make that into an extra Adar. He did not subscribe to that concept. Tayinami Hachi, and says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, we don't make the new, we can't make an extra Adar on the 30th day of Adar. However, that day could have possibly been already Nisan. We learned before that what was the mistake? The mistake that he made was that he told him to bring to bring Pesach Sheni. Asked him, so what was the mistake? Hechidami, Amar Vashi. What happened was, Kugan Shisra Mechza Tamei Mechza Tayim. There were 50-50. The Noshim, that were the men. The Noshim were primarily, most women were Tahor. And if we include women in the count, then the Noshim Ashlimus Latayim V'aytus Aleim, the women actually tipped the scale that most people are Tahor. And if most people are Tahor, the Tamei people should bring Karim Pesach on Pesach Sheni. So Mikar Sover, so originally, Chizki originally thought that Noshim Barishin Chayva, the obligation for women to bring a Karim Pesach, is like the same as men. And therefore, if we include women in the count, have a Mute Tameim, then it's only a minority of Kaisawa Tamei. And in that case, Mute Mitchel Pesach Sheni, then the people who are Tamei should bring the Karim Pesach on Pesach Sheni. However, then he came to an understanding, the women on Pesach Rishon, the women even on Pesach Rishon are not the same as men. And therefore, they're not considered, they're not included in the count if most people are Tamei or Tahor. Rather, it becomes a situation that have a Tamei Ruba, that most people are Tamei, and therefore, in such circumstances, Veruba, Loimitchla Pesach Sheni, they're not pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Gufa, and the Gemara goes back to these halachas. Omer Shmuel, Ein. Shmuel says we don't make the year a leap year on the 30th day of Adar. Hoyel v'roy l'kayvah nissen. That day could have potentially been Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Ask the Gemara, Ebru Amai, what will be the halacha if they did make that day into a leap year? Ama'ula, but the evidence effective. Because Eimachachin's Chodesh, they didn't make it that. What we say here is that they were quiet, and therefore they're not going to make that day into Nisan. The next month will be Nisan. Ask the Gemara, Kitshumai, what will be the halacha? They announced it should be Adar Sheni. Amar Rava Batal Iber. The halacha is that since that day could have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you can't publicly declare that that's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Rav Nachman Amar Ma'ubar Mekudesh. Ask the Gemara. Amalei Rav Avila Rav Nachman. Michti Mepurai Lepischa. From Purim to Pesach, we know, are 30 days. Tlosu Yom Hava. Umepurim Dashinim Behilchas Pesach. And that's why on Purim, we're supposed to begin learning Hilchas Pesach. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, Shoyalim Behilchas Pesach, Koin Lepesach, Shloshim Yom. 30 days before Pesach, we have an obligation to begin learning Hilchas Pesach. Rav Shim Gamaliel Oimer, Shtei Shabbosos. The obligation is only for 2 weeks. But we know that our law is like the Chachamim, that we have to do it for 30 days. So what's going to happen here is, it's Purim. And people don't know, because they haven't said, people believe that today Purim is 30 days before Pesach. Now, they're going to make it into a leap year, and there's going to be tremendous confusion. The Ki Moti Reish Yachik Mechikinalei. People are going, when that comes Rosh Chodesh, they're making it into a leap year. And people, however, think that Pesach is in 2 weeks, not in 6 weeks, and that could cause a terrible situation of also lezuzah b'chametz, because Pesach is really 6 weeks away. They're going to keep Pesach in 2 weeks and not in 6 weeks. And when Pesach really comes, the Chas v'Shalom going to eat chametz. Answers the Gemara. Rav Nachman is not concerned for this. Amalei made the idea the shatam avarat of a chush min atali milsa. Everybody knew that making year into leap year depends on all sorts of calculations. And therefore, even though it was already Purim, and even though everybody already began to learn Hilchas Pesach, that doesn't mean that they're certain that Pesach is coming in 4 weeks. Because Amri, they recognize Chushba Deloy Solok Rabbanan Hashtar, Rabbanan keep on deliberating and thinking if it should be a leap year and not a leap year. And the fact that they began learning Hilchas Pesach does not cause that they should believe with certainty that Pesach is coming in 30 days, no matter what.